going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we promised you guys we'd have a brand new Dirty Work. It's been 2 weeks, but it is back. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, Shaggy. It is Katrina.
Hey, Katrina. So how can we help you this morning?
Well, not to bring the mood down, and I'm really proud of you guys for what you did at Stuff the Bus, but something happened at Stuff the Bus that could really change my relationship.
Oh, no. What happened?
Shaggy, did you and your kids go out to dinner at all at Stuff the Bus?
Oh, no. If Shaggy gets food, he eats at Stuff the Bus on the RV.
No. Remember, Natalia, Thursday night, I actually took the kids to Hooters, remember, for like an hour?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I told you to take a little break and spend some time with your kids.
Yes, Hooters. What night of the week again?
It was Thursday night because it was Hooters right by Walmart. Why? What happened?
Well, I don't follow you on social media, but my friend does. And she said you posted something on your story about it.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to give Hooters like some kind of love because they went all out for my kids because the Cowboys game. So I wanted to hook them up.
Oh, man. Let me guess. Katrina, you saw somebody in his story that should not have been there.
Yes. My boyfriend and I were supposed to hang out on Thursday night, but he said he had to work. But in the picture, in the story, he is sitting behind you eating with another girl.
Oh, yeah, right. You know what? Birdie must have noticed him because he was making comments about the guy being the only guy in town with a Seahawks hat.
Yes, that's definitely my boyfriend. My friend took a screenshot of this picture as like a receipt, and I've asked him multiple times if he went out anywhere other than the work on Thursday night, and he keeps saying, no, I was at work.
Okay, girl, so what do you want us to do from here?
Could you call him and see if he left something at Hooters or trick him, the whole like he won a prize thing? And I just want him to admit that he was at Hooters with some other girl. I don't want to disclose that I have a picture of him and rat my friend out or anything. I just want him to admit it.
Gotcha. So you want to keep your friend out. Yeah, I can come up with something. But my question to you is, if we do get him to admit that he was at Hooters with another woman and he has been lying to you, what is this going to mean for y'all's relationship?
I honestly don't know. The lying is a big thing for me. But the other woman thing, I don't know, like, what is going on here. And okay. I really don't know what my reaction will be.
All right, Katrina. All right. So look, we're going to keep you on the line so then you can hear everything. And just hold on. And we'll call James. Let's just play one song and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Hi, may I please speak to James Jackson, please?
This is he. Who's this?
Hey, this is Samantha Jones from Hooters. Hi, I was reaching out to you because you have won free wings for a year.
Wow, really? How'd I win?
You won by a contest we were running on our social media account. It was a contest that if you were wearing a football hat on a specific night in our restaurant, we would pick a random person to win wings for a year. And the great news is that was you.
Wait, where did you get a picture of me at Hooters on social media? I didn't post anything.
Well, it was submitted by someone, and I just wanted to verify that it was you. Were you wearing a Seahawks hat, like a gray sweatshirt, and you had a guest with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I need to send the picture to you to confirm it, and then, you know, the prize is all yours, so where can I send it to?
All right, okay. Send it to my Instagram account, JJ.
Okay. Sent. Let me know when you get it, and that, in fact, is you in the picture.
Yep, that's me.
Congratulations, and the wings for a year are all yours.
It's awesome.
Oh, and by the way, who was that woman with you? Is she your wife? I mean, she is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
So you weren't at work and were at Hooters with another woman?
Well, hello, what's going on?
Jane, now you can't lie. You were not at work. You were at dinner on Thursday night with another girl.
Hold up. How did you get on the phone, Katrina?
James, you idiot. You didn't actually win wings for a year. I called Shaggy and Natalia to figure out if you were lying to me, which you were, and you were actually speaking to Natalia this whole time.
You know what, Katrina? You never want to go to Hooters. You don't really give me what I want. So, yeah, I am seeing another girl. She's smoking hot and a lot of fun.
Wow. James, are you serious right now? We are supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend. We've been dating for 5 months. And you've been going behind my back and having sex with this other girl?
Yeah, Katrina, it isn't like we're married or anything, okay? So chill out. We're both young. I'm going to do me. So if you still want to kick it after finding that out, get in line.
Oh, my God. Shaggy, I have totally heard enough. He is disgusting. Katrina, you absolutely deserve better.
I'm 100% done with you.
Well, we promised you guys we'd have a brand new Dirty Work. It's been 2 weeks, but it is back. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, Shaggy. It is Katrina.
Hey, Katrina. So how can we help you this morning?
Well, not to bring the mood down, and I'm really proud of you guys for what you did at Stuff the Bus, but something happened at Stuff the Bus that could really change my relationship.
Oh, no. What happened?
Shaggy, did you and your kids go out to dinner at all at Stuff the Bus?
Oh, no. If Shaggy gets food, he eats at Stuff the Bus on the RV.
No. Remember, Natalia, Thursday night, I actually took the kids to Hooters, remember, for like an hour?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I told you to take a little break and spend some time with your kids.
Yes, Hooters. What night of the week again?
It was Thursday night because it was Hooters right by Walmart. Why? What happened?
Well, I don't follow you on social media, but my friend does. And she said you posted something on your story about it.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to give Hooters like some kind of love because they went all out for my kids because the Cowboys game. So I wanted to hook them up.
Oh, man. Let me guess. Katrina, you saw somebody in his story that should not have been there.
Yes. My boyfriend and I were supposed to hang out on Thursday night, but he said he had to work. But in the picture, in the story, he is sitting behind you eating with another girl.
Oh, yeah, right. You know what? Birdie must have noticed him because he was making comments about the guy being the only guy in town with a Seahawks hat.
Yes, that's definitely my boyfriend. My friend took a screenshot of this picture as like a receipt, and I've asked him multiple times if he went out anywhere other than the work on Thursday night, and he keeps saying, no, I was at work.
Okay, girl, so what do you want us to do from here?
Could you call him and see if he left something at Hooters or trick him, the whole like he won a prize thing? And I just want him to admit that he was at Hooters with some other girl. I don't want to disclose that I have a picture of him and rat my friend out or anything. I just want him to admit it.
Gotcha. So you want to keep the friend out. Yeah, I can come up with something. But my question to you is, if we do get him to admit that he was at Hooters with another woman and he has been lying to you, what is this going to mean for y'all's relationship?
I honestly don't know. The lying is a big thing for me. But the other woman thing, I don't know, like, what is going on here. I don't. And okay. I really don't know what my reaction will be.
All right, Katrina. All right, so look, we're going to keep you on the line. So then you can hear everything, and just hold on, and we'll call James. Let's just play one song, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
Hi, may I please speak to James Jackson, please?
This is he. Who's this?
Hey, this is Samantha Jones from Hooters. Hi, I was reaching out to you because you have won free wings for a year.
Wow, really? How'd I win?
You won by a contest we were running on our social media account. It was a contest that if you were wearing a football hat on a specific night in our restaurant, we would pick a random person to win wings for a year. And the great news is that was you.
Wait, where did you get a picture of me at Hooters on social media? I didn't post anything.
Well, it was submitted by someone, and I just wanted to verify that it was you. Were you wearing a Seahawks hat, like a gray sweatshirt, and you had a guest with you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I need to send the picture to you to confirm it, and then, you know, the prize is all yours, so where can I send it to?
All right, okay. Send it to my Instagram account, JJ.
Okay. Sent. Let me know when you get it, and that, in fact, is you in the picture.
Yep, that's me.
Congratulations, and the wings for a year are all yours.
It's awesome.
Oh, and by the way, who was that woman with you? Is she your wife? I mean, she is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
So you weren't at work and were at Hooters with another woman?
Well, hello, what's going on?
Jane, now you can't lie. You were not at work. You were at dinner on Thursday night with another girl.
Hold up. How did you get on the phone, Katrina?
James, you idiot. You didn't actually win wings for a year. I called Shaggy and Natalia to figure out if you were lying to me, which you were, and you were actually speaking to Natalia this whole time.
You know what, Katrina? You never want to go to Hooters. You don't really give me what I want. So, yeah, I am seeing another girl. She's smoking hot and a lot of fun.
Wow. James, are you serious right now? We are supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend. We've been dating for 5 months. And you've been going behind my back and having sex with this other girl?
Yeah, Katrina, it isn't like we're married or anything, okay? So chill out. We're both young. I'm going to do me. So if you still want to kick it after finding that out, get in line.
Oh, my God. Shaggy, I have totally heard enough. He is disgusting. Katrina, you absolutely deserve better.
I'm 100% done with you.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.